responsibility of trying to meet what they're trying to do within any limit. Therefore, at the moment, I wouldn't know what kind of a package we'd be able to offer.
Well, I think that's something that you all will have
this
to work
on. Something we've got.
That's right. And that's what I'm trying before they get ahead, saying that I'm willing to accept anything and that we think that this is the proper course and all that kind of stuff, these speculative stories, to kind of lay it on the line and make it clear that we want a settlement which will reinforce and extend the excellent non-inflationary record.
Well, that's which been our position for 6 years, and in 58 and 61, we worked very hard to do it, and I think you can say we did it. Now, there's a little new spirit afloat, you know, and we haven't decided just exactly how we can face that. But we aren't going to, in my opinion, face it by backing down in this area.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know whether you expect us to say any more than that, because we can't tell you how we're going to do it.
Well, I think that your negotiators are experienced and responsible, and the collective bargaining process will be conducted and completed.
We have every intention of that.
In accordance with the free collective bargaining that we're determined to maintain. And if you think statement's all right, then they ask me or...
I think it's quite reflective of what our position is. I can't say anymore.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Come in and see me when you're this way.
I've been pretty close to the phone up here.
Yeah, I know that.
In Detroit. I know
that. I know that. Be glad to see
you. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye.